something like about half bigger this year, and take an old auger, you know, with a bent top on it, and stick a stick through there, and that's the kind of auger we use. Bore big holes in there so large, about that away, you know, over there. And go to the barn and shuck some corn. And twist some shucks together and stick through them holes. And it'd be sticking through them holes, you know. The tough part would be up, you know, and them there bushy ends would be down there. And man, be sticking down there. And oh man, wet them thing, you know, and wet that flow, man. Ooh, you just shine that flow with them shucks. That's a skein mop we had.
I see.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've
yes,
never heard
sir.
Of that.
Oh, I said it's good.
Really?
Yes, sir. Anyway. Yes, sir. That's right. So, you know, of course, now, as long as that then he get a long stick, straight stick, you know, and bore hole in it to where so it'd be sort of sloping in there, in one side of it, you know. And oh, man, ooh, it is handy. It do the work.
Really,
yes,
sir. It's out of the floor.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's, I never heard of that.
Well, I said.
And you put the soft part
down
under,
you know,
that board.
Yes, sir.
And that would just really
yes, sir. That's right. The holes would be close enough together where it'll after you pull it through and hit a side out, sprawl out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, sir. Man, it'd be.
It was that kind of an invention of your father's, or
well,
did many people have that?
Well, most people had that.
They
did. Oh, yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. That is all we know, you know, about them mops and things like that. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yes, sir.
That's a good idea.
Yes, sir. And then you take some few that, you know, didn't have that. Why, they'd get them old toe sack or something like that, you know, and wrap around a hole. Just make a big mop out of it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
But that's the way my daddy did that.
Well, people had to use their...
Oh, man,
their
yes, sir. Right. Sure. Yes, sir. And man, let me tell you about this here, you know, spinning that cotton, man. Well, I told you about that, though, making them spinning cotton. We take, you know, yes, old spinning wheels, you know, and cords and cord and spinning, making rolls and spinning them into threads. And my mother would knit our stockings.
Mm.
In socks, all of us. That's the way we got our socks, you know, and all.
And she'd make the thread?
Yes, sir. Take that cotton, you know, and them card, you know, cord, we mark, you know, cord that cotton out good, you know. And then she could make a roll about the longest thing, about 10 inches long, make up a pile of them. We had that old spinning wheel, you know, and she'd get it started up there on the side of it, you know, it was made up, you know, had a spindle to it, you know. And wrap it around there. And she get the spin in that thing, man, and just make thread. Well, when she got that, and then she run it back up there, she get another roll, stick on the end of that, man, cut that thread, be there. Get a lot of thread made up, man, and she get them knitting needles, put in there, man, and knit that there, socks. That's the way, on this way, we got our socks and all.
Did she use wool or mostly?
Well, mostly cotton, you know.
Mostly cotton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of course, now she would use some wool because my daddy, you know, we didn't have very many sheep, you know. Now, my mother and daddy would wear wool socks, but the children would wear cotton socks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Now, see, that wool was pretty valuable.
I bet it was.
You're right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cotton was easier to come by.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir.
How about washing your clothes? Did she have any time to iron them, or did she?
Oh, yes, sir. She'd take the night. She'd iron them, you know. Set them old smoothing irons up to the fire, you know, and get them hot and get them old plank and set up there, you know. And put the clothes on there and iron them. And then, for as washing the clothes, she would take these ashes out of this fireplace,